poll, Trump garners majority support in North Carolina Republican primary race. By Hannah Blow on May 5, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is garnering majority support in the hypothetical North Carolina 2024 Republican primary race, a John Locke Foundation survey released this week found. Like virtually every national survey, this state-level survey found Trump leading the Republican primary field with majority support, garnering support from 55% of likely GOP voters in North Carolina. No other potential challenger came close, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fell 33 points behind, with 22% support. Former Vice President Mike Pence placed third with 8%, followed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who officially declared her candidacy in February, with 5% support. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy saw 2% support and declared candidate Asa Hutchinson received 1%. Senator Tim Scott, who is expected to make his presidential announcement in April, also polled at 1%. 5%, overall, remain undecided. The survey showed Trump garnering the most support from young voters, those in the 18 to 34 age group, as well as those 65 and older. According to the results, Trump has more re than 60% support from voters in each of those age groups. The survey also examined the hypothetical primary Republican gubernatorial race in the Old North State and found Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is the leader with 43% support. Former Representative Mark Walker came in a distant second, 34 points behind, with 9% support, followed by State Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler with 8% support and State Treasurer Dale Folwell with 4% support. The survey was taken among 707 likely Republican primary voters and has a +4.4% margin of error. Trump is continuing to maintain a sizable lead in national primary polls. Thursday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, average of polls, for instance, found the former president leading by an average of 29.2%, with 52.1% support. Notably, North Carolina Senator Ted Budd, RNC, is among several U.S. lawmakers who have emphatically endorsed Trump's presidential bid. Just a few years ago, America was strong. But now under Joe Biden, we are a nation in decline, Budd said in a statement last month, first released to Breitbart News. Our economy is faltering, our wide-open southern border is tragically wrecking lives, and our country's power and influence in the world is diminished. Under President Trump, our economy saw record-setting growth, and families were starting to get ahead. Neighborhoods were safer. Across the globe, we were achieving peace. We were respected by allies and feared by enemies, he said. That's why I endorse Donald J. Trump for president. Hardworking, everyday families need a return of the America First agenda to restore prosperity and peace. Flashback, Trump backs Ted Budd Senate bid, he will fight like hell in North Carolina.